7180 megahertz, and on contest port, we go all the way up to 7235 megahertz. This is KB9AZZ. My name is Troy, and my QTH is Western Wisconsin. The Triple H stands for Worked All Safe and DXNet, with preference given to DX. The purpose of the net is to help you work all 50 states on the net, and participants are expected to exchange physical QSL cards or verify using QSL. For information about the Triple H Net and the awards program the Triple H Net offers, please visit www.hhnet.net, or you can Google HHHNet. If you don't have internet access, you can get an information packet by mail from the Net Administrator, James Young, W7FTT. Stand by to copy James's address. Send Jim a number 10 business size self-addressed stamped envelope with $1 and include 2 forever stamps. Be sure your name and sign are included. Jim's address is James Young, W7FTT, P.O. Box 576. Brightwood, California, 92397. The Triple H Net has a free and open QSL field we encourage the use of. The bureau is run by Kathy Fial, call sign KG7ULT, Kilo Golf 7, Uniform Lima Tango. Stand by to copy her address. Address is Kathy Fial, KG7ULT, Kilo Golf 7, Uniform Lima Tango, 16988 SE, Azalea Drive, Milwaukee, Oregon, 97267. To be good in the Triple H Bureau, send to Kathy 3/10 business size, silver disc stamp envelope, with one forever stamp and your call sign in the upper left-hand corner. The Triple H Bureau is the least expensive way to exchange QSL cards on the net. When you send to buy the Bureau, make sure that you have envelopes at the Bureau for the return of your cards. Actual QSL cards and QSL confirmation apply to awards from the Triple H Net. The Triple H Net does not accept logbook of the world. The Triple H Net uses NetLogger, a free program that shows who is logged in, whose turn it is, and it has a, well, I lost track of what I was saying here. And it provides an instant messaging window. There are versions for Windows, Mac, and Linux computers. You can download NetLogger for free at netlogger.org. NetLogger can also log your contacts and has a built-in uploader to you. Protocol on the Triple H Net is as follows. A good contact requires the exchange of signal reports. When you get a call, that station will send you a two-digit signal report. Repeat that signal report, then send your call sign, then send your signal report back to the calling station. We need to hear you repeat your signal report that you receive. The calling station will then QSL your report, making it a good call. Valid signal reports on the Triple H Net are between 21 and 59. We can relay call signs and worked all safe numbers, but we do not relay signal reports. That will ruin the contact. Never help by repeating a signal report that you hear on the net. Please say your call sign during each contact and when returning it to deck control. Deck control and the relays want to hear your call sign and the words back to net at the end of your call. Let net control know. You will be given preference if one of those states has checked into the net. If you work a mobile station, remember, it's your responsibility to send the QSL card first. Include the state and city where the mobile station was during the contact. Also include both signal reports on the card. The mobile station is not logging and may not have the information for the confirming the QSL, for confirming the QSL, it's always a good idea to put both signal reports on the QSL card. you require a self-addressed stamped envelope to exchange fuel cell cards, please say so on your QRZ profile. Some members don't need your card, but they are here to help you earn what's all safe. So make it easy for them. Cards sent directly with the self-addressed stamped envelope and full signal report get better results. Net Control uses some stations as designated relays and may ask for help from those relay stations. Please let Net Control and the relays operate the net first. If you hear something they do not, drop your call sign, get recognized, then relay the information. This prevents doubling, helps track who is a good relay for different areas and stations on the net. We begin the net with DX check-ins first, then stateside check-ins. Stateside check-ins, you should check in with the call district you're residing in. For example, if you have a 4 call but are residing in the 6th call district, please check in with the 6th. The Triple H net rotates stateside check-ins with coinciding with the second digit of the Zulu calendar date. Today's date is the 13th, so we're going to start with the 3 call districts. All right, let's get started. This is KP9AZZ acting as net control for the Triple H net today. We're going to start with DX check-ins and DX check-ins only. CQDX, 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 CQDX for the Triple H net. DX check-ins, DX check-ins only. Over. CQDX, 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 CQDX for the Triple H net. This is KP9AZZ net control, standing by for DX check-in. Over. DX check-ins. KI7KXP, please ask for DX check-ins. Over.
This is KI7KXP with the Triple H net, now looking for DX check-ins. DX check-ins from Hawaii, from Australia, from New Zealand, from Panama, from Canada. Any DX, please drop your call for the Triple H net. DX check-ins now for the Triple H net, KI7KXP listening. No joy, Troy, back to net, KI7KXP.
Very good, Tom, thank you very much. This is KP9AZZ, and we are looking for check-ins from the 3rd call district. The 3rd call district. That's going to be the East Coast out there, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland. Pennsylvania, Delaware, and Maryland. If you're in the 3rd call district, please call now.